is your bona fide relative? This is a question at the heart of a partial reinstatement of Donald Trump's travel ban, because bona fide relationships are excluded, according to the Supreme Court, from the partial reinstatement of the ban. So is a bona fide relative your grandparent, grandchild, your aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, brother or sister-in-laws, fiancés, or other extended family members? Well, no, not according to the State Department. It issued a cable to U.S. embassies and consulates late on Wednesday. It provided a narrow, very narrow definition of close family: a parent, spouse, child, an adult son, daughter, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, or sibling, as well as step-family relationships. Rama Issa is the executive director of the Arab American Association of New York. Like many of us, she was brought up by her grandparents.
So for the immigrant communities that the Arab American Association works with, we work with mostly impacted communities by this ban. We have several clients from Syria and Yemen, Somalia and Sudan. So they are probably feeling there's a lot of anxiety within the community about, okay, what is a bona fide relationship? And again, the concept of family is very different to our community and to our culture than it might be to what the federal government is trying to implement. In family gatherings, we would have 30 to 40 people at home, and that's just, you know, your grandparents' siblings that you call auntie and an uncle, and your aunts and uncles, and your cousins, and you know, your cousins are like your brothers, really. And so extended family is family. There isn't such a thing as like your nuclear family and your extended family. Everybody is your family. And to me, I think the most outrageous part of it is grandparents, because I was raised by my grandparents. So to me, that really, it hits me really personally.
Camille Mackler is director of legal initiatives at the New York Immigration Coalition.
The Department of State has limited a bona fide relationship to really the most narrow of possible narrow grounds. And now it goes completely against every reasoning that the Supreme Court gave, every justification that they gave for this sort of new legal carve-out that they themselves created, right? And they said, we cannot apply this injunction to individuals who have no ties to the United States because no one in the United States is being harmed if somebody who's never been here and who has no connections can't come. It doesn't make a difference to them, so to anyone in the U.S. And so clearly the administration, you know, by saying aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, grandparents, that's clearly not what the Supreme Court intended. And I think that's why one thing we're definitely going to be looking at is lawsuits and challenging the Department of State's interpretation of what happened, of the Supreme Court's decision.
According to Mackler, while the Supreme Court partially restored Donald Trump's executive order that was widely criticized as a ban on Muslims, it didn't rule on the Muslim refugee ban. It didn't come to a conclusion on the legality or constitutionality of the ban. The High Court agreed to hear arguments and asked the question as to whether arguments would still be valid in October. Mackler spoke to reporters today at JFK.
Now, what the Department of State did by issuing this guidance flies in the face of what the Supreme Court said. Yes, the Supreme Court terminology was vague. No, there is no such immigration legal concept as a bona fide relationship. We don't know what that means. And in law, definitions mean everything. But we don't know what a bona fide relationship was, and that was massively problematic for the Supreme Court to put in an opinion, and even some of the justices recognized that. But the Department of State took that and is using the Supreme Court for their political purposes by narrowing that definition to really the barest of narrowest of definitions that they could use. And that's what we're dealing with right now. And that's why we are out here. And because we cannot trust this administration to roll out any policies in a good faith manner, as we learned last January and February, and again in March, April, May, and June, we're here to make sure that nobody is being harmed. We're not going to take anything for granted. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. 1,000 lawyers showed up to JFK last time, and 1,000 lawyers have been emailing me since Monday. I promise. My inbox is blowing up with lawyers because they are ready to come back out. They want to come back out. They are going to fight, and we are going to use our courts, and we are not going to let this administration take our courts attack our ports and what they say and the protections that they are offering us.
Rama Issa says the Trump travel ban is a Muslim ban, no matter how people try to redefine it.
Using national security as an excuse for religious discrimination is simply unacceptable. And for a government to try to redefine what family is just simply outrageous.
Mark Wassef is senior staff attorney with the International Refugee Assistance Project.
A lot of what we expect or a lot of the issues are going to be encountered at the consulates overseas when people are applying for visas. The cable did say that people that do have visas should be able to come in without any kind of revocations. But over the last couple of months, we've seen that CBP has reacted differently, revoked visas, they put people into secondary, primarily people coming from Muslim countries, and we might see more of the same today. We have to wait and see how things are going to play out tonight.
A member of Make the Road New York said what the State Department is trying to do is to tear families apart. Yaritza Mendez was born in the Dominican Republic. She's a spokesperson for Make the Road New York.
My concern is that people will not be able to enter the United States because of what the current precedent. First of all, defines us as a family. A lot of us have our mothers and fathers in our native countries, and here we reside with our grandparents and our aunts and uncles. And I think is a very bad kind of like for the precedent to impose on us his definition on what family means and which of the family members actually compose a family. And my other concern is that, you know, people that should be here will be sent back home just because of that relationship, right? That it does not kind of like qualifies or goes into the categories of what he actually sees as a definition of families.
Mendez says Make the Road New York will continue to fight and monitor what's going on at JFK.
And if people are being sent back home for no reason, our sister organization in New Jersey is also doing the same thing. And we're also encouraging our allies across the nation to also monitor the airports by them, just to make sure that people are actually being able to enter the United States. And again, we're just going to continue hitting up the streets and making sure that everyone within the immigrant community, of course, is protected. It's not being impacted by the current administration policies.
Wassef says he thinks things are going to get worse because the State Department is defining what a bona fide relationship is within a family.
So people like fiancés, like grandparents, are excluded from being able to come into the country, but you have stepsisters or stepbrothers or half-siblings that are able to come into the country and in-laws that are able to come into the country and get visas. So what you're doing essentially is separating a family, and you're causing the family to create some sort of credible or to prove some sort of credible relationship with another family member without explaining how to meet that criteria of credibility. You know, do you need to show some sort of birth certificate? Do you need to show an address? Do you need to show a passport? Things along those lines. And I think at the end of the day, it makes things quite a bit difficult in terms of obtaining a visa if you're in one of those categories. I'll tell you, for what I expect to see on our end, we do have attorneys that are prepared to respond all across the country. We've been in contact with just about every airport, port of entry volunteer group, and they are ready to respond if we start seeing that family members are being held back or that being put into secondary detention, anything else along those lines.
In case of emergency, the senior attorney with the International Refugee Assistance Project says contact airport@refugeerights.org. Again, that's airport@refugeerights.org.
We have that monitored 24/7 by both attorneys and our staff members, and we can guide them and we can, at least provide a connection to either a coalition group or to somebody at one of the airports where we can assist any family members that might be coming through and provide some sort of guidance. We're really hoping for the best. Unfortunately, the State Department has interpreted the Supreme Court's decision on the stay on the injunctions very narrowly. We do think that it should be expanded. We think that they might have decided things a little bit incorrectly. We're here to help. We're here to assist everybody in need and function as a voice for those that are in need. And we are the plaintiffs in the case, and we are confident that we're going to prevail in October and show that this is a discriminatory ban.
Again, for an emergency, please contact airport@refugeerights.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.